We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And follow along with us all day long at Twitter, at The Morning News, and Facebook. We had a video posted there yesterday, and again, thank you for all the emails. And we're getting some nice texts, too, and I'd like to pass those along. You know, we do the Good Neighbor, Blois Olson, every morning at 7:57, and doing it for many years, long before I got here. But in the current circumstances, I'm sure there's a lot of great things happening in the community that we aren't aware of. So if you want to just tell us about it, by golly, we can get that on the Good Neighbor presentation. Because the cool thing, Blois, is seeing kind of the community get together, and there's some really kind things that are happening out there. But we just thought we'd bring attention to those who, even though they don't want it, deserve it.
You know, David, I think it's interesting you say that, because I think the word the governor has consistently used is, we're going to do this for our neighbors. And I know you live in a neighborhood where you've been for a while and you know your neighbors pretty well. I do the same. And, you know, there's just a lot more waves and a lot more smiles. And there's a lot more, hey, you need anything? You good? And, you know, in our busy, busy, busy lives that were before this, this is a good reminder. I've actually said out loud a couple times, this is not a bad thing for our kids to endure, because they had not seen, certainly mine had not seen, very much hardship in their life. And so it's good to open their eyes in a world that was plentiful and very consumer focused to see how to give back a little.
Blois, what is the COVID-19 response working group over at the state capitol?
So this is coming from the Senate. Yesterday we talked to you about the House having a rules committee meeting later today. Now the Senate late yesterday announced that they're going to have a COVID-19 response group with four Republicans, four Democrats, and three permanent members, including Majority Leader Gazelka, Minority Leader Kent. And they're going to work together to, I think, build some COVID-related legislation. If you remember last week, as they put this bill together, there was no formal process since they weren't meeting in person. It was done in informal ways. They got a lot of pushback from the press and from others saying, you got to be more transparent. And so I think the House is putting together these responses today and this structure today. The Senate announced this other structure yesterday. So I think now these two groups will work in parallel with the governor's office and others to create legislation. The soonest legislature is supposed to be back would be April 14th. And so we'll kind of watch these next 2 weeks to see what's needed. But the sense was the governor got some of the tools that he needed in the toolbox. But the legislature obviously would be in full roaring session traditionally at this time. And so what can they get done, or what do they need to get done on COVID and maybe on some other issues?
Why is St. Louis County and their leaders are calling on U.S. Senator Klobuchar for help right now?
So St. Louis County is Duluth in that part of the state. They believe they are very short on PPEs and the resources needed to fight COVID. They're calling on Senator Klobuchar to make sure that she gets some help up there. It should be noted that the state emergency operations team flew to Duluth yesterday to find excess capacity in beds should they need it. And so I think the anticipation is, after the Twin Cities, obviously Rochester has the Mayo, the next hotspot that could be overwhelmed would be Duluth. And so I think they want to just make sure that they have the resources and the tools that they need for the Duluth and St. Louis County area, because if you think about that entire part of the state, that northeast part of the state, everybody, any outbreaks would be drawn to Duluth for healthcare because there's not a lot of medical facilities that could handle that north of Duluth.
What about additional hospital beds here in Minnesota? What's the latest on that, Blois?
They're looking to build 2,750 beds throughout the state, kind of 1,000 in the Twin Cities and then some in the south and some in the north. And the idea of these hospital beds is that these would be the hospital beds where if you didn't have COVID but you needed health care, where you would go. If you had cardiac arrest, if you were recovering from an appendectomy or something like that, these are the hospital beds you'd go. And Joe Kelly, who runs the Homeland Security and Emergency Services, he is kind of leading that charge. And they're building those, kind of building out where those would be in the Mankato area, et cetera. This is one of the reasons why Governor Walz wanted us to, you know, really shelter in place, is because if you can slow the growth in time to get these beds up, then you don't overwhelm the healthcare system. So it's really kind of a supply chain of taking care of people that they want to make sure they're on top of.
Today, the rent is due for many people. What's the status on that?
It is. I full disclosure, I represent Minnesota Multi-Housing, the trade association for apartment owners and apartment managers. The rent is due. It's still due no matter what. You can't be evicted through the executive order. But the legislators, led by Michael Howard of Richfield, will hold a news conference virtually via Zoom later today with folks on all sides, renters, business owners, landlords, and they will talk about a plan to build housing assistance and rental assistance into the next package here in Minnesota and try to push for it on a federal level.
Blois, numbers on confirmed cases of COVID as of yesterday's report?
629 is the confirmed number of cases. That's up 53 from Monday. And so we're seeing growth in the 10 to 15% a day. We have 12 deaths in Minnesota, sadly. And there's 56 people in the hospital with COVID. 26 of those are intensive care. And so just if you think of the number to watch very carefully, it's that 26 in intensive care, because that's where some other states have, you know, really had the challenge, is when so many go into intensive care and so many are in the hospital. And that seems to be a number Minnesota has managed so far so well, and we'll just hope that we can continue to manage it these next few weeks.
Yeah, there is so much more to talk about and certainly not enough time, including, Blois, something you and I touched on a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was, on you fear for an uptick in domestic abuse cases, and apparently that is what's happening.
Yeah, a lot of the 911 calls have been for domestic abuse, and the state's making sure people have their resources, including a text number that people can get to. Maybe Steve Simpson can talk about it later, but that's one thing. But one thing you got to do, I know that it's going to be COVID and talking about John, but there's a lot of buzz about Senator Klobuchar being on the short list for Joe Biden's running mate. So you make sure you ask her about it at 6:50, because I look forward to her avoiding that question.
I can give you the answer right now. I'll continue serving as a senator for Minnesota, but I'll ask it anyway.
Well, I think it'll be something like, Dave, we got bigger things to deal with.
Oh, I know. I'll get admonished, but I got to ask it. You're right. So we'll look forward to that conversation with her. A lot on her plate. Yeah, and get an update on husband John as well. With Senator Klobuchar about 7:50 this morning. Okay, Blois, thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you in a little while. Thank you.
See ya.
He's Blois Olson, WCC The Morning Take, here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.